So we stop asking any questions at this point, Emmanuel?
In the PI3 kinase inhibitor study, you showed the biomarker positive and negative group. In the negative group, there was also a numerical improvement with the inhibitor, but not statistically significant. And I wonder whether that might be driven by those patients that have P10 inactivation or loss, because that would also theoretically activate AKT pathway.
Right. And amplifying on that, the pathway gets hyperactivated in estrogen receptor positive breast cancers, even without detectable, you know, alterations, genomic alterations in the pathway. So I think your point is well taken. There could be some signal there. It's certainly not at the level that we see in the mutants. And these are toxic drugs. So, you know, I think for small benefits, it's probably not going to be worth the risk-benefit, you know, balance. I think there's certainly been hope that we can come up with more targeted approaches to this pathway that can take advantage of the ability to block the pathway even in, when it's not altered in those patients who don't have mutations. But, you know, right now, again, we're fighting against the issue that they're fairly toxic drugs. We can use mTOR inhibitors in the kind of scenario that you have mentioned, although the loss of P10 hasn't been shown to be a strong predictor of benefit of any of these drugs.
So the P10 loss data for those patients, it doesn't look like the alpelisib will help?
So I hasn't, as far as I know, hasn't been looked at in with alpelisib specifically. You know, we have a little bit of trouble in breast cancer really determining P10 loss because a lot of times it doesn't seem to be genomically, you know, it can be through methylation or other means that really can only be tested by protein, and the protein assays for P10 aren't great. So right now, at least, it seems that the mutations are the primary biomarker of sensitivity.
So the reason I ask is because in prostate cancer, there was a study with ipatasertib, which is an AKT inhibitor.
Right.
And it was a randomized phase 2 study. They got abiraterone with or without the AKT inhibitor. Overall study was negative. But in the subset of patients that have P10 deletion, which in prostate cancer occurs 40% of the time, there was a PFS benefit with the AKT inhibitor. In prostate cancer, we don't have activating PI3 kinase mutations as often. So that was the reason for the question.
No, I think it's a great question. And we actually have tested now AKT inhibitors, both ipatasertib and capivasertib, which look promising. And the other interesting thing that speaks to your question, I should have mentioned earlier, is that there are at least some preclinical data that suggest that loss of P10 tends to be more activating of PI3 kinase beta as opposed to alpha. And alpelisib is an alpha selective inhibitor, which, you know, has the benefit of having better toxicity profile than a pan inhibitor, but it may be a weakness when you're talking about a P10 driven, a P10 loss driven cancer. So, but that's a good point. I should have mentioned that.